bioterror is, there's always the potential for bioterror. And we have a major biodefense research and development effort that spans agencies from the NIH to do the basic research to be able to develop better vaccines, how you counter engineered microbes, how you approach drug resistance engineered microbes. The CDC has surveillance mechanisms to determine if there's new microbes or anything out there in society particularly toxic that could be used in a bioterror situation. The Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, we do all of that. Having said that, the worst bioterrorist is nature itself. Nature is very good at evolving microbes to create problems, much smarter than any terrorist. So what we've tried to do over the years is to use the expertise, the resources, to allow us to respond better to a deliberate affront or attack on us with a microbe of any type, engineered or what have you, to use that knowledge to better prepare us for what we know will happen. We don't know whether we will ever have an attack on us in the United States or elsewhere using biological weapons. We absolutely know that we will have the evolution of a new disease naturally occurring that will impact society. And the reason is because history has told us that that will happen.